it's lacking. And instead you have disune adjoins disune. You have disune adjoins disune. And this little une, which normally is in the middle, happens to be here, beneath the une. So he says, in Misadecho Chavarei, Chaseir Unachas, Elo Shebeseifu Umen, Shebeisi Atzal, who is Sobut of Deilok Miune. So it's not located here, but it's located here. It's in the role of the unes. But instead of being located here, as it usually is, as it normally is, so it's located here. So it's still shaded. Afa pishidero chunis li esmuchet v'yazul. I mean, the usual thing is that it should be here, not here. So still it is shaded. V'chalo humo mafseket v'neyem. So it's shaded. It's shaded. So I mean the Bes Yosef passed me that. And why? Because just as we said in regard to an additional law, that if the additional law is in the line of the laws, so then it's not considered additional. It's not considered additional. So melee. So the same way, because it's situated in the line of the laws. So melee, if you don't have an additional lobe, you have the same number of lobes, but instead of being located here, it's located here. But it's still, it's still located in the line of lobes. So it's also Ksheo. So it's not considered Kasir. So it's not considered Kasir. So that's Bes Yosef Shita. And then he says, V'yei shnei agim lehatrif b'chehai gavne ki kol ma shalimato min avrode. So in other words, so he says, V'yeshnei agim mashma davke kam, v'ayin taz v'shar, the course says. In other words, so why is the Ramon matriv? Because where is the une devrode? Where is the une devrode located? Right opposite, the une devrode is right opposite this lobe. The Una Aruchavobo. Here you have Una Aruchavobo, and this, you have the Una Mtsois, and then you have the Una Mispatsalis. So, now the Anunuse de Brode is opposite the Una Aruchavobo. The Una Aruchavobo. So, Mamele, now if the Una Mtsois happens to be located here, so that's beneath the position of the Anunuse de Brode. So that's not Bidorduni. That's not Bidorduni. So that's the reason as to why it is straight. But suppose now you have the Uno Hamispatzeles here. You have the Uno Hamispatzeles here. And then you have the Uno Mtsois, which is small. And suppose it would be inverted. And this Uno Mtsois, which is small, would be here. And then the Una Mispatzeles would be between the small Une and the Una Aruchavobo. So then it would not be beneath the position of the Anenuse de Vrode. Then it would be Ksheo. Here is Matri Bichai Gav. Bichai Gav. So in other words, because Shulmatem Navrode Mikashloi Bidor Adune. But if there'll be any change, but it'll still be in the line of the lobe of the lobes, and it will not be beneath the position of the Nusa de Vrode. So then it is Bidardune. And if it is Bidardune, it's Ksheo. In Koladvorim Halolu Amurim Elo Bibeimo Bichayo, Avoleif in Lichitochenis Kibeimo, Vim Yimzo, Einle Minyan Yodua. Alright, so that's all. Now, tomorrow, so we'll go over Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin. We'd like to go over Simen Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin in the tour and in the Shulchan Aruch. Discuss the Din Ramor. Sinan Lamed Hei, Sinan Lamed Hei, Sinan Lamed Hei, Sinan Lamed Hei. non ha che da voi ansifei, 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 not a face. The Dino Gramor, that if there is a pizza, in other words, a split of portion from the ray, so then it's not osa. Because if the meacha sheyesh ligum otachto v'nu arbei, in osi v'nispare kishol nisere sukshero. V'in lahach shepitzu kozeh rak migabo. The apitzu munach lagum. Avo mikamo, apitzu nifu limato, v'sefer nispare. So the shachas, the kashe, why do you say that, how can you say that mikamo, so a split of portion is matri the behemoth, but aloha is that even by Yiseres mikamo is kosher. So the Shach gives the teretz, Enoch Nami, Yiseres is kosher because it's very strong. So mele, it's not also the sparring. Mashenke, where it's a mere split of portion and pizza. So then it's not so strong, so it's destined to be misparic, to become detached. So mele, straight. And then he says, the Luiki Maram. Maram says that this Ramor goes accord with the Shidas of Hashemim, the Balito, that the Yiseres Mikamo is straight. But in Achaname, according to the Hashemim Ramor, that the Yiseres Mikamo is Ksheiro, so a pizza, a split of portion, could not be more homo than the Yiseres Ma. So I asked at first, what is the machlokes? And then I forgot to mention it. Now, so yesterday we said that from this Ramo it's mashma. That from this Ramo it's mashma. That he does not agree with the shita of the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo. The Rashbo says that the aloche of treifa in achayo does not apply to Yiseres. But it's a special aloha in Mishnah Sinai, that yes, called Yeserot Adomim, but it's chayik. So when it's a treifa of choser, so then it's in a chayik. But if it's a treifa of Yiseres, of yeser, so then it is chayik, but still it's treifa. So we explained it, that the Rashboshite, on one hand, that the Rashboshite is that in a chayik is an essential fact, but it's not the in a chayik per se that is matter the behemo. The Ina Chayo is the criterion whereby we determine as that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect. If it is Chayo, then it's a minor organic defect. But if it's Ina Chayo, if it is fatal, so then it's a Raya, that the organic defect is a major organic defect. But what is Matrif? Not the fact that it's fatal. The fact that it's a major organic defect. So Sinai tells us that wherever a certain diminution, a choser of an eiver, constitutes a major organic defect, so an excess, the excess of the same eiver, also constitutes a major organic defect. Now, so I said yesterday that it's mashma that this Ramo is not like the Jewish Rashbo, that this Ramo is not like the Jewish Ramo, and that this Ramo is like the Rambam. In other words, that the Einachayo is the basis. The Einachayo per se is the basis of the Shem Treifo. Not that the Einachayo is just descriptive of the major character of the organic defect. Alright. Now, because if the Ramoshite, this is what we said yesterday, if the Ramoshite had been like the Rashbo, that the Inuchayo is only descriptive of the major, of the character of the organic defect, that it's a major defect, so the Mela then he should have explained it. He should have said that Pitzlo Reye, that is not matter of the behemoth. Why? Because the aloha of Kol Yesak in Otto Dome, the aloha of Kol Yesak in Otto Dome is is only shayach if it is a yeser of an eira. So if it is a nune, if we have an extra, if we have an additional oak, so then it has a yeser, a yeser as eira. But if it has just a pizza, a split of portion, and whenever it is inflated, whenever the lung is inflated, then this pizza, this split of portion, falls into the depression. And into the depression, so Mele doesn't have the tzure of Yesa, of Yisarasheva. So Mele, so if he had agreed with the sheet of the Rajbo, he could have explained without recourse to the fact that it's oscillating spike. He could have said, after all, that only why is Yesa Yisarasheva treifo? Because it has an additional eva. But here he does not have an additional eva. He doesn't have the tzure and the teya of a nunin. Just a pizza. Why does he have to explain it on the basis that it's not sinful isparik, it's not us in isparik? So apparently he holds that the reason as to why Yisara Seva is treifa, true it's Alochel Mishim Sinai, but Alochel Mishim Sinai itself is based upon the fact that it's Neitalomus. So that's why he says, here it's not Neitalomus, because it's in Ositli isparik, because it's ositly spike, and then it'll be completely nikuvo. Completely nikuvo. But this is not ositly spike. Yeah. Now, I forgot to explain what is the machlekes between the Shach and the Maram Lublin. Now, the Maram Lublin says that this din of the Ramo, is only true what the Ramo says, Avol Mikamo, Hapitzel Nefil Emato, Viseifel Yisparik Utreifo, is only true according to the Rishenim, like the Baloyitu, that Yisaras Mikamo is treif, and a real additional law is treifo. So Mimele, a split of portion, Mikamo could also be treif. But according to the Rambam, that a real additional load become more is not treifo, so a split of portion could not be more homo than a real says. And the Shach says, no, it could be, because the mitzias is different. In regard to a real Yisaris, so it's strong, so it's not as it is parek. Masheinke, a split of portion is not strong, so it is as it is parek. What's the machlekes? It's not mistaber that there is a machlekes in mitzias whether it is osidli spike, not osidli spike. So there is apparently a certain machlekes in the lomdes, not in the mitzias. So I forgot to mention it. So what I meant was that apparently the Maram Lublin, he holds that the reason is why Yisaras Eva is treife, so is not because it's Neitalomus. It's not because it's Neitalomus, but just the Aloch LeMishim Sinai of Kol Yesek Noto Dome tells us. That just as the chisorin of a certain eiver constitutes a major organic defect, so the excess of a certain eiver also constitutes a major organic defect. So we couldn't say. In other words, like the Maram Lublin, so he assumed. Like the Rajma, or like Rashi, then it's certainly all right. I mean, if we say like Rashi that in the Chayo is just a statistical accidental fact, it has no legal significance. It just happens that in the Chayo. So every treif is a treif because Aloch LeMishim Sinai declares it's a treif. So the Aloch LeMishim Sinai says that certain Chaser is a treif, and that Kol Yesa cannot hold on it. So Mimele is according to Rashi, and even according to to the, even according to the Rashba, that the, it is an essential fact. But it's not an essential fact per se. It's an essential fact because it is this, it determines that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect, as contrasted with a minor organic defect. So memele, it's not mistaba, it's not conceivable, the Maram Lublin says, that a real additional lobe is kshero and just a pitzul, a split of portion, which is not a real aver. So it should be treyer. So even if we say that in one case it's destined to be mispark, in another case it's not as mispark, but this is not the important thing. The important thing is, the important question is whether it comes within the halacha mishmi Sinai, let's say according to Rashi, that ein lechayo is just an accidental fact. So the important thing is whether it is listed in the halacha mishmi Sinai estreif or not. What is listed in the halacha mishmi Sinai estreif? What is listed in the halacha mishmi Sinai estreif? So, just a chaseras eiver, or yiseres eiver, or yiseres eiver. So, but if it's not a yiseres eiver, so memele, why should it be treifa? So memele, the Maram Lublin says, now, that according to the Rishenim, let's say like the Rambam, that an additional, a real eiver, an additional eiver, mikamo, is not matri. So an additional eiver, mikamo, does not come within the list of treifas. So how could a split of portion, an additional split of portion, which is less than the whole eiver, come within the list of treifas? Or according to Rashba, since it's not the inachayo per se that makes it into a treifa, but this only determines that a certain defect is a major organic defect. So if, according to the Rambam, that even an additional lobe bikamo in front is not matrif, is not a major organic defect, so a split of portion should be a major organic defect. So this is the shite. Of course, according to Rashi, it's even better. I mean, than according to Rashba, but you can say it according to Rashba, even according to Rashba. But whereas the Shach assumes like the Rambam, and it will be better if we say that the Rambam is like Rashi. So according to Rashi, I mean, it's halacha mishmi Sinai. Certain makis make the behemoth into a treifa. Certain makis make the behemoth into a treifa. So mimele, what is mentioned? Let's say chasiras oreya, and yiseres un. So mimele, it's inconceivable that according to the Rambam, that yiseres uno mamish mikamo is not matrif, it does not come within the list, and a split of portion in pizza is matrif. So according to Rashi, I mean, it would be much better if we say that the Maram Lublin accords with the shita of Rashi. That's why he says what he says. Mashainke, the Shach. So certainly if the Shach agrees if the Shach does not even agree with the Rashba, does not even agree with the Rashba, that he called Yesak Notodome is not based upon Inechayo. Is not Inechayo. If we say that the Shach agrees with what we said, the Ramoshite is, that Kol Yesek Notel Dome itself is based upon the fact that it's a Philomus. So Bimele, he explains it. So there is nothing wrong in saying, there is no inconsistency in saying that the real lobe, Mikamo, is not Matriv because it's wrong, so it's not Ossetli Sparit, it's not a Philomus. Mashein Kei, a pizza is split of portion that is not so strong, it's able to spike, and then it will become Nikovo. So it is a Volomus. So Mele is Treifo. So Mele, it is Treifo. Now, someone pointed to me out yesterday after the Shia that this Ramo, we do not have to explain the Ramo the way I explained it yesterday. I explained the Ramo on the basis of the premise that Kol Yesa Kenotodome itself is is based upon the fact that in a chayo, not like the Chuvas Rashi. So Memele, the Ramo says that if there is a split of Porsche, Migabo, so it's not Tzifel Isparek, so it's not Tzifel Omuz, so Memele, it's not Tzifel. But if the split of Porsche in the pizza is Mikamo, so it's Tzifel Isparek, so it is Tzifel Omuz. So Memele, it is Neidel Omuz, so it is in Tzifel. This is how I explain the Ramo. In other words, the Ramo, I said yesterday, the Ramo apparently does not agree with the longness of the Rashi. Because if he had agreed to the longness of the Rashi, that Kol Yesek not Dome is high, and still it is a trefo. So why is it a trefo? The answer is because it's not the Inechayo per se that makes it into a trefo. That, but the Inechayo only determines that the organic defect is a major organic defect. So Memele, the Alochel Mishmi Sinai, tells us that wherever a deficiency of a certain eiver is a major defect, so an excess of the same eiver is also a major defect. So then he wouldn't have to resort to the fact that it is it's inossibly spike. So somebody pointed out that we can say that Ramo agrees with the Chuvas Rashba, with the lomdes of the Chuvas Rashba. But just as we said, I mean, this is the Orach HaShulchan says, in connection with the Aloche Inun Hei, that Im Yesh Leidim Uraglayim Trevo, the whole Yesak and Otodomi, Uchilu Choser Egl Echadu, so the Prechodosh is Masik on the Machaber. And the Prechodosh says that in view of the fact that we pass like the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, that Kol Yesek Notel Dome simply implies that whenever there is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if it had been deficient in that Eiver, so the mail doesn't make any difference where this additional leg is attached. Whether it is attached at any other position in the leg. So we said, I mean, and this is what the Orach HaShulchan says, that even though the Mechaber and the Ramo, they both passed like Rashi and the Rambam, but in this case, if the leg is not attached, so then it doesn't have the tzura of a leg, so it has the tzura of an appendage, of a dildo. And the Ramo says it in so many words. So maybe we could say the same thing in this Ramo too. I mean, and this is well taken, I mean, this pshat. So now you don't have to say, that this Ramo rejects the longness of the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo. We can say that the Ramo agrees with the longness of the Rashbo, the Ravon's Rashbo, that the Aloche of Kol Yesek Inot Dome, so he's not based upon any chayo, that a yeser could be chayo. But here there are two questions that have to be considered. First of all, there is a haloche that chaseiras areye, nitulas areye, or nitulas unas areye, is treif. Nitulas unas areye is treif. And so memele, and there is aloche of Kol Yesek in Otel Dome. So just as chaseiras areye, or chaseiras umas areye, or chaseiras unas areye is treife, because chaseira echisore of unas areye or umas areye is a major organic defect. So mele, if there is a yeser, if it has a yeser, a yiseras uno is also a major organic defect. Now the question is, what if you have a split of portion that every time the long is an excessive split of portion on the long, and every time the long is inflated, so that pizza, that excessive portion, it falls into the depression and becomes flush even with the rest of the long. So one question is, maybe it should be considered as a Yiseras Eiver. Maybe it's a major organic defect. So So as far as that argument is concerned, so the Ramah agrees, could agree with the Rashba, that it's not considered as Yisera Seiver, and therefore, and consequently, it should be a major organic defect, because it doesn't have the tzure of an additional load. Because every time when the lung is inflated, and the lifetime of the behemoth, the lung is always in a state of inflation. So mimele, it falls into the depression and it becomes flush with the lung. So it doesn't have the, so b'chaya habeimo, it did not have the tzure of an additional eiver. So mimele, it could not be trained for on the basis of kol yesak notalon. But then we have another aloche. We have aloche. Let's say a sirche is matter of the behemoth. So according to Teisves, the reason is why a sirche is matter. So Rashi says a sirche is matter of the behemoth because it's osidly nokiv. On the contrary, because it's symptomatic of a nekev that took place already. But Teisves says that a sirche is treife because it is symptomatic of a future nekev that is destined to occur. Destined to occur. And we have the same machlekes rishenim in regard to the case of treibuye dismicha adode. We'll soon learn about it in the next siman. Of treibuye dismicha adode. So it's treif or treibuye dismicha adode. If treibuye dismicha adode, if the pus from one abscess does not flow into the other, so if it flows shafkal adode, so then it's considered like one. But if it's loishachal adode, so treibuye dismichal adode is treife. So Rashi explains it again on the basis that it's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. And the Ran explains it, and the Rambam also explains it on the basis of a nekev that already occurred. Treibuye dismichal adode. But the Ran in Chul explains it on the basis of a future nekev because it's destined. So it's destined to a heavy nekev. To a heavy nekev. So, in other words, like ossidly sparring, according to the Ran. So, in other words, so we see that according to many Rishenim, even if there is no nekev in the lung, but if there is such a maki in the lung, there is such a condition in the lung that a future nekev is destined to occur, so it already becomes a trigger. I mean, That's muchach from Teisves' explanation of Isirche, of the Talfe of Isirche, and from the Ram's explanation of the Talfes of Treibuye Dismicha Adode. So Mele, the Ram could agree with the Lomdes of the Rashbo and say that Kol Yesa Kenotel Dome is Chayim. And still it is Treive, because that's the Aloch, that this is what Aloch Lemish Misinai tells us. And what's the pshat in Aloch L'Mish M'Sinai? The pshat in Aloch L'Mish M'Sinai is that just as a chasira seiver, a certain type of a chasira seiver, constitutes a major organic defect, so a yisera seiver also constitutes a major organic defect. Now, so in the case, in connection with the pitzel, so it could not be considered as a treife on the score of yisera seiver, because it doesn't have the tzure of an eine or an une. But then another question arises, for the same reason that a sirche is matzil the behemoth. Why? Because it's destined to heaven again. For the same reason that the Ran says that treibuye dismicha adode is treife. Why? Because it's ossidly spike and form a nekev. So here too, it should be treife on the score of ossidly nokei. So he says, so the Ramo says, if the pitzlore is bigabo, so then it's not safely spark. But if it's bigamo, it is safely spark. So then it is a treife on the basis of nikubasare. In other words, and according to Teisves, and according to the Ram, not only an actual nikubasare, is treife, even a potential nikubasare, where it's destined to have a nekev, is also a treife. But he agrees with the Lomdes of the Rashi. So that's well taken. I mean, this pshat in the Ramon. Now, this pshat in the Ramon is well taken. Now, so either pshat is all right. Now, as a matter of fact, since I mentioned and we'll have that constantly, I mean, in the next few simonim, I mean, the possibility of a treife that is grounded not in an actual nekev that already occurred, but in a potential nekev that is destined to occur. In a potential nekev that is destined to occur. I mean, how so? Not all the Shayim agree that there is such a treife. I mean, that's a big chiddush. Teisves in Chum, Teisves in Chum, when it says Daf Mem Zayin Omedalev, when he says Ligabe Yisirche, so he says Voyim. Oh, Voyimir Liforish, the Regila Asir Cholove. בכל מוקים בראי, בלוי נקב, מתך שישאב אס כל מיני משקה, ועוד התריפה שלוי כסדרון, היינה משום שסייפו להספריק, וחושב כי נקובו, כיוון שסייפו לנוקים. But Rashi, שיטני is no, that that doesn't make the behem into a treife, but only when there is an actual nekev. And the Ran Shite, in the Ran's Shite, in explaining, treibu in Smichado, they also agrees that if it's safe for inokim, so it's a treife. Now, if we say, now, Rashi Rishitose, I think, that Rashi Rishitose could not explain Sirches on the basis of Sefer Enochim. Because Rashi Shiti is that the Enochayo is only an accidental fact. So that means that all treifes according to Rashi is grounded in Aloch Lemishim Sinai. So why is Nikubes Areye treifo? Because Aloch Lemishim Sinai says so. No other reasons. So the Melech Aloch Lemishim Sinai says that Nikubes Areye is treifo. But that doesn't mean that Osikli Nokif is also treifo. Unless the Aloch Lemishim Sinai will declare in so many words, not only Nikubes Areye is treifo, but a behemoth that is destined to become a Nikubes Areye is also treife. But we have to have such a Aloch Lemishim Sinai. Where does the Gemara mention that there is such a Aloch Lemishim Sinai? So why can Teisves explain that way? So we have to say that according to Teisves, every treife is a treife is because it's nitalomus, because it's in chayo. In chayo is the basis of the treifo. So the male that he said doesn't make any difference. What difference does it make? Whether it already has a nekev, or within due course it will develop a nekev. Within due course. So the male, it's nitalomus anyway. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that the fact that it's nitalomus does not make it a treifo. It's just a coincidence. That is Neitalomus. A treifo is a treifo because it's a treifo. The Aloch Lemishim Sinai says this makom makes it in the treifo. So just because the Aloch Lemishim Sinai says that Nikubo is a treifo, it doesn't mean that also we're not in the treifo. You see, according to the Rashi, that Enochayo is an essential fact. But it's not an essential fact per se. It's not the inachayo per se that makes it into a treifo. But the inachayo only determines that the organic defect, that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect. So maybe we can understand Teisves Shite and the Ran Shite. So for the same reason that an actual nekev makes it into a treifo, because an actual nekev is a major organic defect. So if there is a certain condition, let's say sirche or treibui dismicha adode, a certain condition in the lung that makes it nitalomus, so it's also a major organic defect. So it's also a major organic defect. Mashenkin according to Rashi, that every treife is grounded in Aloch Lemishim Sinai. So just because we have Aloch Lemishim Sinai that Nikubes Areye is a treife, it does not follow that Osik Linoke is also a treife. Yes, what is it?
But in some places Rashi explained that Osik Linoke.
Yeah, there is one Loshen in Rashi. So that Loshen in Rashi, that explains it on the basis of Osik Linoke could not accord with Rashi's Shite in series.
Well, he claims Kruga.
What?
He claims Lakusa by Kruga, I think.
By what?
By Kruga, I think.
Yeah, by Kulia, by Kulia. So that cannot accord. That cannot accord with Rashi's Shite of Treifes. So that could be explained either as another Shite in Treifes, or it could be explained with the Shittes Rambam. I mean, the way, if we say, that could be explained according to the Shittes Rambam, that besides the treifes of Aloch Lemishim Sinai, there is a treife of Nitalons. I'm aware of this Rashi. Alright, now. Now, the two, similar with what? The two. Horeye yeish lo shnei krumim. Nikev zebel ize ksheiro. Achi no kvu shnei. Achi no kvu shnei. Vafilu niglat krumaelien kule ksheiro. Even if the krumaelien was peeled off completely, so it's still ksheiro. Umi u tzrich abdik. Because the fact that it was niglat, it was peeled off, so that creates ereyes, establishes ereyes, it's sofik. Maybe the other krum was also niglat. Because of Rashbo, she nikvu shneyem ze shaloi kineged ze ksheir. Now, the Gemara doesn't discuss the din of ze kineged ze ligaberei. The Gemara discusses the contrast between ze nikav ze shaloi kineged ze in kukivon and nikav ze shaloi kineged ze invasion. The Gemara dachmen gimu. So the Gemara says, Gemara says, "Iboyavu nikvu ze shneim ze shaloi kenegetze." Oma marzutre mishmed Rav Popa veishet kosha bikol kiven posu. Maskiv le Rav Ashi adarabe veishet yochel beyu payebe Ravan gamdelayu poshelay. So there is constant vibrations because of the veishet. So zim v'sanzi bad adodit. So b'meile, and this is where we pass like Rav Ashi, not like marzutre mishmed Rav Popa. But Kurkevan, the Minach Nayach, I can call you. So the Gemara says that by Kurkevan, now by Kurkevan, the Aloch is that both membranes, the keys as it is called, the keys and the Kurkevan, so have to be perforated. Now, and by Veshed, both membranes have to be perforated. Now the question is, suppose both membranes are punctured. But it's not ze shaloi kenegetze. So Rav Ashi says that by veishet, if both membranes are punctured, even though it says it's not ze kenegetze, so it's treif. Why? Because even though it's not ze kenegetze, it's not ze kenegetze. Let's say here the nekef, this is the outer membrane and this is the inner membrane, and let's say in the outer membrane that it's punctured here, and in the inner membrane, a little below. Not mamish kineged, but a little below. But in view of the fact that there are constant vibrations taking place in the veishe, so mele, because of the vibrations, the two nikomi might coincide because of the vibrations. So mele, then it will be kineged. So mele is treife. But in the kukavon, there are no vibrations. So mele, there is no opportunity for the two nikovim to coincide one with another. So it's there, if it's ze shaloi kineged ze, so even though both are punctured, so it's ksheir. So this is the Gemara that we're giving. But the Gemara does not discuss the case of two nikovim ze shaloi kineged ze in the two krumim derei. What Rashbo says, because of Rashbo, she nikvu shneyem. Now, the Ramo will mention a Shittes Rishonim that is Chelik at Rashbo. In other words, according to Rashbo, so Reye is analogous to Kukim, not a Veshit. Not a Veshit. But there is a Shite that is analogous to Veshit. Nikvu Vola Bekrum, Venistam Treim. Nikvu viola bekrum, vinistam treif. Reya shemitzio keil. kishenikro. In other words, kum shalom mach masamako iniko. Reo shemitzio keil kishenevremeisei. Im yedim heichon akil yetzei. We learned that in Gemara. Manichin aleisi mokim kashu neitzo. Vinevremeiso. Im vats betzes treif. Vimav cheo. Because, so if it's mivats betzes, if it bubbles, so it's a raya that there is a naked. Vim lav kshem. Vim yedim heichon yetzei akeil. So then we cannot test it by placing kash or a feather on the spot because we don't know where the spot is. So then there's another way of testing it. Masimim kulo bichli sheyesh b'mayim v'nefchim eso. Im ha'mayim mivatz betzin, treifo. Vim lav. But if it doesn't bubble, so it's kshero. So then the question is, so we say there is no nekem. So why does it produce a sound? The answer is, one membrane is noku, the other membrane is not noku. So the wind passes and it cannot go through. It cannot pass out. So the melee, it causes vibrations. That's why there is a sound. There's a sound. But it means that test will determine as to whether there is a nekev in both membranes or just a nekev in one membrane. V'lo'yiu, so the Gemara says, the water shouldn't be very cold, it shouldn't be hot. V'lo'yiu ha'mayim le'korim le'chamim. Elo pushim, look warm. Ke'apshor es ha'mayim shalom yisakai shom de'ubayis k'sas la'achash nishabu. V'nishamu k'sas mechim ha'av. V'im nimtso ha'nekev, v'im mokeim, she'yesh lisleis, she'nase, achar ha'shchite, כי במוקים שהעבר אתה בוך יודע או שתול שם בקיח או שלא כך זה עיבר זה עוני קובו תלינו לו הוקי לוקשם וכי נמצא עולה או תולוין שנוקבו ואין יודוע אם נוקבו לפני שחיתה ולאחה שחיתה נוקבו קשר ואם אין מוקים ליסלייס והדוב הסופיק אם נקבו מחי נוואב איסים נקב אחר אצלי אם אין דיינים קשר שכמו שזה נעשה השחיתה כך נעשה ראשי ואם אין דיימים, טריפו, שוודאי הורישי נעשה לפני השחית. That way, השחית. I mean, that's גמור את הפנום that we learned, that מקיפים בראי. רבי יחנן ורב לזד, אמר את הוויה, את הפנום המדלת, מקיפים בראי. אומר רובה לא יאמון ביסה הרוגו, אבל מהרוג על הרוג אלוהי. ויהיו כזה מהרוג על הרוג. From one mother long to the other mother long. מדקו לדקו, ומגסו לגסו. אבל לא מגסו לדקו, ולא מדקו לגסו. So there are two pshat. There's a מחלקת between the reef and the rashi. In the pshat. What does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean? מגסו, דווקא מגסו, מדקו לדקו, מגסו לגסו, ומגסו לדקו, ומדקו לגסו. So what, according to one pshat, it means, in other words, we can only be makiv a behima gaso with behima gaso. But another, but in the behima gaso itself, we can be makiv one behima to the other. One behima to the other. So, and then, he says, another pshat is, that it means, migaso lidako means, that we cannot compare a nume with a nune. Now, the two mentions both show. So he says, "Vimen demin treif shvade yorish naslut nashrite." Umidamin migasol igasom dakol dakom, dakol igasom gasol dakom. Upir shavalfes shemidamin mireyo lereya acheres. Une umune lum. Vikachim askol asadini oberos. ניקה באחד מעד סימפיינס שבפנים לחברה כגניש במוקים שמספצלים זה מזה מוקים שמספצלים זה מזה זה מזה ואם בוסו בניהם טריב שחברי קושי ואם מגינו לו אבל ניקה פני בוסו הבוסו מגינו לו וקשר Now this is the Gemara that ממחס that we learned. So the Gemara Daf Memches on the page says, Ha'u machte, v'ishtakar b'chituche b'reye, ha'isur l'kamed ravame, sova l'achshur. Sova, because the question is, whether we have to attribute, we have to explain it on the basis of the regular route to the Beis Shet, or we say that it came there via the Simpeis. So Israel Abiyam and Tamer of Zareke, or Asian Nikosh Hos, or my Hos, Ulim Bachus and Nikola, Nims Bachadom Finish Mechis, or in. So maybe it should be trade, regardless what route it took. So assuming that it took the route that did not have to puncture any of the internal organs, but since it was lying, it occupied space. It occupied space in the Re'e, we have to apply, you know, what is called Archimedes' principle. In other words, if it occupied space in the Re'e, so it displaced some of the material, the substance of the Re'e. So there is a chisor mifnim. El lab mifnim ushmam no chisor mifnim shmei chisor. So the mele, if a machat was found lying, so it must have affected a certain diminution in the substance of the teva. So the mele, it should be treifed. Hodesh etruli kame the Rav Yitzchok ban Yitzchok Nafke. So we'll ask you. Eis Rav Yom Yitim Rav Reiki. Horeish Nik Shechos Mai Chos Lom Nachutz Ani Nikola Mifnish Mach Zom Mifnish Mechis Oron. Hodesh etruli kame Rav Ami. Vitav. Amorei vorabonu michshere. Amoroen hei nechshiru shiidei yei meize tam echshiru. Anam meize tam nachshir. Dilmo yehave rei kamon minkim. So in other words, why those who are machshir? Why are they machshir? Because they explain it on the basis of the root via the simpel, via the bronchus. So mainly it didn't have to puncture. But this is unusual that the machat should take this root via the simpel, via the bronchus. So it's unusual. So the usual way for a machat to fall down into the organism is through the vein. That's the usual thing. Why should we attribute it to an unusual phenomenon? The answer is because we see that the machat is there inside the Re'e, and we don't see any signs of puncturing and of the internal organs. So mimele, we attribute it to an unusual phenomenon because it couldn't be explained on the basis of the usual phenomenon that the machat felt dropped through the veishet, and then it punctured the internal organs. So then we should see Mashein came in this case where it was already caught up. So maybe it's impossible to determine. Maybe if it hadn't been caught up, so then we'd see Neki. And then may the tam nachshir dil mi averei kaman min keve. But it was already caught up, so how can you determine? So now the question is, how did that machat come there? So the usual route is through the veishet. So mele it's straight. And if it went down through the veishet, then it must have punctured. All right. So the Gemara says, time in the lesson. Ho yisem lo yimin kevek sheiro. So the only reason as to why it's travame was matrifet, because it was already caught up. But suppose it wasn't caught up. Veloim in kvend, we see that there is no nekev, is ksheiro. Why? Because we assume that it took the root through the simpen, but even if it took the root through the simpen, it should be treife, because the simpen itself, it was nikav, is also treife. Vomer av nachman hai simpone de reye din kav treife. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Do you have a nikum? Oh, she gave him his tamach, she was shari bosa colorea with neyel, viru or shlemo, hilka, halkoch, derech hakonimich. Even though it's unusual for a needle to drop through the windpipe. I mean, usually, if a needle does drop into the organism, it drops through the veishet. But since we see the Re'e, we don't see any signs of a nekev, so mele we attribute it to an unusual occurrence. Dilme, but here it was already caught up. Dilme have a nikuma shariva nichnosim derech haveishet nichnosim vibeveishet nichnas vade nikum. So the Gemara, hoi, isel rei, veloi, nikvo, kshere. U mishum taime, dir sim punen lokat. Vio, vinei namin der chasim ben bo, fu de bronkes, hariloi bisim penis nimzis. Val kokoch nikvo hasim ben, vio zog I psara rei, vio mar av nachmen, hai sim punen di inkaf treife. So the Gemara says, hau le chavere itma. Itzel pizu, kishe mispatz mechavere nikaf itzel deifin shol chavere, tichidu di deifin chavere kosheru, kinegde venisei sim anekel, ולמגין עליהו, אבל ניקב לאח הפיצולי ברוך העיק, בריחות בשר הרי, שהוא רך, נכנס לנקב ומגין עליהו. So in other words, so when do we say that Tyson put it there at the Inkaf is Reife, if the Nekef is at the place where it joins, where it branches out? So in Mele, it's very hard and sturdy. So in Mele, it cannot be Megino. But if the Nekef in the Kronkis occurs, near the boso, so then the boso, the psalvei, is a protection. So here, if let's say it was found, if the needle had been found in the ray, and we saw that the ray is intact, so then we would have to come to the conclusion that the needle took that unusual route of dropping into the windpipe and then into the bronchus. And then, from the bronchus, it entered into the reye. So true. It punctured the simpen, but it's protected by the boss. So it seems that there is a gemara mefreshes that when do we say that the simpen the reye the intaf is treife only at the place where it branches out. It's a different chavere, but if it is a boso, so then the boso is a protection and it's not a threat. Now, this is what the Torah discusses. Nikav echod me'asim peine shebifnim lechavere keim mokim shemispatzlim zem zeh what the bronchi are mispatzlim veim boso b'neim treifen shechavere koshi because the other deifen is sturdy and hard, tough veim egino avu nikav zim boso, ha boso meikino ukshino. So that seems to be a Gemara Mefureshes. But then it quotes Rosh Narambam, Echot Misipeni Oreye Shenikav, Afil Lechavere, Treife. So the Rosh is Afil Lechavere. Now it's needless to mention that if the Simpeni Oreye is Nikav, Lipsore, so then it's certainly Treife. But even Lechavere, so it's also Treife. But Lipsore, it's certainly Treife. But from the Gemara, it's much more the other way around. ויירה מלשני וכל שכין ניקף לבשורי, ולא ניר, ולא ניר. Now, so the Rambam is very strange. Now, so, the Bach mentions in the name of the right, I mean, turn to the Bach here. It's Nun Amud Beis. Now, the ninth line from the top in the Bach. V'divrei Rabbeinu mivorim kach sugya l'pirush Rashba. In other words, not like the Rambam. V'chein pirush Rashba v'aran. So, according to all these pshatim, so it's a Gemara Mefureshes that when do we say that Nikaf Hasimpen is straight for only if it's Nikaf Lechavere, but if it's Nikaf Liposo, it's Kshere, because the Boso is made, is Rachel is Megino. V'hisik HaRashba Odivar HaRambam, כמו שהיסיק רבינו כמה רייבת לפי מה שקוסף הסוגס פרק א' סביר לכיפר של רשי, ולמיד רפא לו בסימפן שניקף לחברי, אבל כשניקף סימפן לבוסו קושן, but the Rambam Sloshnitz mashma the other way around. He says, Shenikav afil lechaver atreifo. Needless, in other words, kolchki, nikav lepsoi. So that's contrary to the Gemara. V'yorivosh b'tshuve simen kuf pites kosav, the Rav Ramesh HaKeyen gam kemisige. V'yishifu, the Rambam midaber b'nimuk boso, hor psar rei, v'leze kosav, afilu lechaver. In other words, he says, when the Rambam says, this is what the Rambam says, when the Rambam says that Echod Misipeni Oreya Shemika Hafilu Chaveri Treifei means Loi mi boy nikafli psori shenimak, deteriorated flesh. So then it, of course it's no protection. But even if nikaf, to the day for chavere, so it's also a craving. But if it's nikafli psori not undeteriorated, then the Rambam would make it. So in other words, according to that pshat, the Rambam is not chelik and all that pshat. The Rambam midabe b'nimuk boso. Psar arei, but it's because of the chavir chlimarin, so chlima kishim shudova megin olam. El afil lechavir. Ein chavir megin olam. Ein chavir megin olam. Now. Now let's see what the Bach says. The first big line. Upeus asuk yekach. So the Bach rejects all the other terutzim. I mean, he says that the teretz he mentioned by the Rivosh, the Deichak, and then what the Mashal says is the Deichak. So then he gives his own pshat and Rambam, because according to the Rivosh, so the Rambam isn't even chelik and all the other rishonim. He just explains the Rambam says, Afil Chaveri means Loi mi boye bosa shinimak. So of course, everybody, all the other Rishonim will agree that bosa shinimak is not a protection. But the Bach rejects that Pshat in the Rambam. So he says the first big line in the Bach. Uperish asuke kachi, diman di porich mi kore, hoche porich, amai machshirino memach deshloim ese, hoyef shaboruch yisolom bifnim. ואפילו אם תמצא לה אימא, ונמצא בסימפן, אפילו אוכל, כבר אוכל לו מקצת שדה פני שבע סימפן, ואף על פי שהוא קושי, והוא עם מיקף לי ולא עיוור, מכל בוקר ומיקף מקצוע סינה מטריפה, כי דו אמר רב נחמן, סימפוי נדיעים קף טריפה, כסל כדאי תוך, in other words, so the Rambam explains not like Rashi, Rashi says, it should be טריפה, because according to Rashi, this gemore of Haimach, this gemore has reference to the case where the machat was found situated in the rei itself. But according to the Rambam, the gemore's kashi was now not, the gemore does not have reference to the case where it was found in the rei itself, but where it was found in the simpen, in the bronchus, not in the lung. So vafil u'dintim tzoleim adinim tzedvi simpen. So that was not as Rashi says that this Gemara has reference to the case where it was found, where the machat was found in the Rei. No, the machat was found in the Simpen itself. So why does Gemara ask Kashe Chisom Bifnim? The answer is if we say Chisom Bifnim Shmo Chisom, so it's not only in connection with the case where there is a Chisom in the Rei. Even if there is a Chisom, the Simpen is Rei. So he says, "Vafiu tinten in tzedisim, rafloch vorochlam tzedif nishlasim, viafo pishu kosh, v'loy minkef neivaleiva, mikol mokim minikaf miktsos einam etreiv, ki dikol ma'rav Nachman simpene deinka treiv, kosal gadaita dehorekom, dehorekom, kol shenikaf afil miktsos ein, v'ine meivaleiv ve'nam etreiv, u'misham ha'hu lechaveri ma, perush deitzel pitzulei vaday, afal gav dishtei atfonis." משני הסימפנים דבוקים יחד, והבו לכדי פני אחד אורף, השמינו רב נחמן, דטריף, אם ניקב די פנו אחד, לגמרי, אף אגב דהיני מעבר לעבר, אבל בשור די פני הסימפנים, איני טריף, בניקב מקצוסי, כל זמן שהוא ניקב כל הדי פן מעבר לעבר. In other words, so the Gemara has reference to the case where the machat punctured only one deifen of the simpen, and only one deifen of the simpen, or only one deifen of the simpen, and the two tfanim of the two simpenes, so were perforated. So the Gemara said as follows: Hai simpune vir. Time the less ho ye said loimin kive is ksheiro. But suppose we find the machat in the simpen. But he didn't perforate both families, meivaleiva. He just perforated one one side, one day fan, one day fan, and the other day fan, he didn't prefer it. So it is kshero, the Omar Rav Nachman, heisim pone de reye, the yikaf treife, and the Gemara knew, the Maksh knew, that he, that this is reference to a case where it perforated the two tfanis of the two simpenis, that they join each other. So it's treife, so mele, the Gemara assumed, the just as in the case, where it, the machat punctures both families that join each other, of two simpenes, that join each other. So it's like, even though the two simpenes, let's say if you have one simpen, and you have another simpen, and you have another simpen, and suppose it is this and this, so the two families. So it's like, even though they both, the two families, join each other, so it should be considered, it's treife. So that means that even when it's nika, one even, so it's also treife. So the Gemara says, no. Ha'hu l'chavere yikma. In a kier, so both families were nika. So, but, you say that since they are mechuber and dobuk to one another, so it should be considered like one David. So it's not meiva leiva. So it's not perforated meiva leiva. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says no. Hawuli chavere yikma. So meile it's considered. We don't consider it like one David, since it perforated both families of the two simpenes, so it's not considered like one daven. But if it just punctures one daven and it's not meivaleiver, then it's not treife. So mele, there is no gemore that says that where it punctures meivaleiver the simpen, but it's blocked by the psarareye, so then it's not treife. There is no such gemore. Because that there is such a Gemara before Rashi, according to Rashi's pshat. That Rashi, according to Rashi, so this Gemara has reference to the case where the machat was found in the rain. So then the Gemara's kashi was. So why do we say that if it was found in the rain? So in view of the fact that we examined the rain and we didn't find any nekef in the rain itself, So memele it's kshero, but it was minakim the David. So even though we assume that it took the root via the simpenes, but it was minakim the simpen. So the Gemara says no. In that case, it is kosher because even though it was minakim meiva leiva the Davidnei hasimpen, but since it is blocked by the psarareye, so memele it's a protection. So it's a Gemara mifareshes that when the machat punctures the deifnei ha-simpen meiva leiva, in view of the fact that it is blocked by the boso, so it's a protection, it's not treife. But according to the Rambam, this Gemara is reference to the case where the machat was found in a simpen and it punctured just one leiva. So in that case, it's kshero. Mashein kein, if it punctures the deifnei hasimpen meiva leiva, even though it's blocked by the psarareye, then it's treife. That's why the Rambam uses a loshin. Echod misipin areye shenikaf afu chaveire treife. V'yirem milshenei v'kolch. So shenikaf afu chaveire. So it means shenikaf afu chaveire treife. It means even though it's only both families are mechuber one to another, so it should be considered. So it should be considered as if. So we could argue that it should be considered as if only one side was punctured, not meivale iver. So we say no, it's not considered as if one side, because actually here it punctured both families of the simpenes. Now let's see. Upeyush asuk yekachi. Demand the poruch min kore horepot. אמר אם אך שלי לא ממחת שלאים עשה, הוי אפשר לא יחסום לפנים, ואפילו אם תמצלאים עד נמצא בסימפן, אפילו לא הכי כבר אוכלו, מקצת דייפני של הסימפן, ואף עוד כשהוא קושי, ולא מין קו מעבר לידע, מכל מוקים בין קו מקצוע סינם מטריפה, that's what the matchness you, כדגום הרב נחמן סימפן את נין קו טריפה, כוסל כדאי לדורי כמה, כל, שניקף אף מקצוע סיבני מעבר לאיבה נמטריפה, ומשם יהו לחבר איתמה, פירוש די צל פיצולי, ודה אף אגב בשני הדפניס משני הסימפניס, דבוקים יחד, והבו לי כדי פנחות אוף, אשמין רב נחמן יטריפה, אם ניקף די פנחות לגמרי, אף אגב די נה מעבר לאיבה, אבל בשור די פני הסימפניס, אין יטריפה בניקף מקצוע סי, כל של כל זמן שלו ניקף, כל הדיפה מעבר לאיבה, אבל בניקף כל הדיפה, ליבוסו פשיט את זה, דילקה למי מה בוס המקין עלו, כיוון די נחבר, ואין חילוק מרח לקש, ואין חילוק מרח לקש. נאו לטו, חוסר מבשורם בפנים, והקרום קיום קשר. So, in other words, that חיסורם מבפנים is לא שם החיסורם, that's why it passed. לפי חוך נימוק מבשורם מבפנים, וחוסר, אפילו עם עמוקים שנשריקים, גודל עד שמר זה כביס, קשר. Nimuk sorod mi bifnim, and it became liquefied, kimayim ksheiru. We learned that in the Gemara. Uvuvat, sheyiu kol hasimpenis kayom. Upirish Rav Alfes, davke sheyiu miyu hamayim zach. Avol, im heimakurim uisruchim, itreiv. Vei, vichim kosva ramba, vadein yobi orozal, machshir, af, אף באחורים וסרוכים. Now we have the same מחלקס לגבי between רב אלפס and ראש in connection with נבבוי, an abscess that is found on the lungs. So even so the Gemara says if a בוי on the lungs, it's sure only if you have three בוי לספיחה הדודי to contiguous abscesses, but if you have just one abscess, or even more than one abscess, but they are not contiguous, they're not somochladari, they are at a distance from each other, so it's also kshel. So the shita of the Roshi, now, the shita of the Roshi is that even if the abscess, even if the abscess has turbid water, so it's also kshel. The Rambam Shita is that if the abscess has turbid water, so then it is straight. Now, the source for the machlekes is the Gemara Daf Nun Hei. So that's the machlekes regarding the lung itself. So the same machlekes applies to the simpenis kayon. In other words, so he says, ובאצ'קות פירוש אבל דווקא שיומיו המים זך אבו עם החורים וישרוכים טריים I think at the end before so we went over this piece of Gemara now this is Gemara that נון היום את בייס אמרת מרוב The seventh line from the top. Amre b'marobe, kol ha-peisl b'reye, kosha b'kuli. Sha'ari nekev posl b'reye, v'kosha b'kuli. V'kol shken, heiche v'kosha b'reye, kosha b'kuli. So they said b'marobe, that anything that passes b'reye, that kol ha-peisl b'reye is kosha b'kuli. And the raya is, sha'ari nekev posl b'reye, v'kosha b'kuli. V'kol shken, heiche v'kosha b'reye, is kosha b'kuli. Maske vor auf tanchum u klole u war im mugle pass di koshbere in the longest pass so the behim is kshel but u pass be khul but if the kidney is pass so the behim is straight war im mein sack in die kshel woche I mean that's this kashe in the gemore is very strange I mean so rashe says lo yadam mai kushi I mean so raf tanchum is first kashe we understand Vari mukle di kosha beruye u pasu becholie, so that refutes the marobes klal that kol ha-peisel beruye is kosher bikulye vikolshkin. Vikolshkin eich vikosher berei is kosher bikulye. But what's the second kasha? So Rashi says, va lo yedane mai kushi. So Teisa says, pio shakuntas lo yedane mai kushi vishlima lohe pukushi. Va ramayim zakim dose machmas lakusi ukshirim bikulye. Vo yedamurino min mugle. Vim keini lid mis atrevez uz. All right. Elo maravashi. Treves kom mit dames lado de nemer mit treves zu dem zu shai khit kom ikan u meiso khit kom ikan u meiso u mai zakin kshirin lo yamoron el ditzoy. So when do we say that mai zak, when do we say that mai zakin is kshirin only if it's clear water, if it is clear water? Avlakire treifa. But if, let's say, so in other words, so that, but if it is turbid water, it's turbid water, not clear water, so then, in other words, if it is tzile means not tzile, the tzile means it's transparent. Avlakire, if it's turbid, it's not transparent. So it's treif. In other words, if the kidney has turbid water, so then the behemoth is treif. V'chitzile nami lo yamoron. And even if it is transparent, the fluid is transparent, el v'loy soriach, if it doesn't have a bad smell. Avol soriach, if it's fetid, if it has a bad smell, so it's treif. So that's ligabe kidney. The Rambam Shita is that this Gemara applies not only to a kidney, but it applies to a lung as well. The Rosh Shita is that it only applies to a kidney, but a lung, it doesn't make any difference. So in the kidney, in respect to a kidney, so then we say, if the kidney has clear water, not turbid water, so then the kidney, the behemoth is kshel. But if it has turbid water or ill-smelling water, so then it's treif. Masha'im ken ligabi long, according to the Rosh. So even if the long has turbid water and ill-smelling water, so it's still chill. And the Rosh Chai is because the Gemara says here, Mugle, the kosher bereye u posel bikulye. What is mugle? Mugle is pos. So the Rosh says, I mean, most of the time, pos is turbid. It's not clear water. It's highly unusual that pos should consist of clear, and non-smelling water. All right, so the Rambam would say in Chaname that when do we say that mugle is kosher berei u pasul bikulye? So bikulye, so when we say that mukle pas is kosher berei, if it's not, if it's clear, if the pas is not ill smelling, but if the pas is ill smelling, then pas in berei would be matrim the behemi. And bikulye, so even if the pas is not ill smelling, so it's also clear. Anyway, so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. So the same machlekes applies here. In case where it's nimuk sort of nimkimayim and it became liquefied, so it's kshero ulvachin klas in penis kayomim. So Pirush Rambalves that only if that liquid like izach avolim akurim usruchim, so then it's treif. That's v'chinkos v'ramba. V'adeini yovi orosh zal machshir avbach b'aruchim usruchim. So that's the machleki between Rambam and Rosh. V'chinkitzat b'itkin. In other words, so if it became liquefied, so then it's only kosher if the simpanis, if the bronchia, kayomim are intact. So how can we determine as to whether the bronchi are intact or not? So the Gemara mentions that test. Mivi kioro mechupa beiver shehu livon v'nei kvinei so v'sheftu esekho im reinei so kimim vridim livonim בידוע שמנסים פניסי וטריפו, ומלאב קשר. ומלאב קשר. כוסה ברמב"ם, חוסה מגוף הראה, אף על פי שלא נקבו, הרי כמו שחוסה מי אנואניס. So, הוא בא לו איתו כוסף שיקשר, כי מי שלא ירקאי, ואף על פי שנפגים, והוכן מסתם. ראה שאירו בו מקרה שנופחו, ונשאר בו מוקים אותו, now we learned that with the more. If we see that there is a blockage, מוקים אותו שנעילה בנפיחה, he doesn't become inflated. So, קרין המוקים האותו, אם נמצא בו אליך, אם נמצא בו אליך, כשאירו, שמחמס עליך נעדה, ואם לא נמצא בו אליך, So then, in other words, if we find pause, so then we can explain as to why it's a nail of infiho, why it doesn't allow itself to become inflated. Because of the pause, not because of the naked. And pause doesn't, is not matter in the behemoth. But suppose we don't find any pause, so then there is a possibility that the reason as to why it doesn't become inflated is because there is a naked. So manichim all of cash, oinoitzo, a feather, vinefrineiso. Im ivats betzes, kseiro, sharei, horu arbosho, vimlav, trev. Avo in tzorch lochish al zeh, kolz man shol in the fool. Reya shen ismas miso, trev. Keitzat ki, shen im tse shleim. We learned that in the Gemara. וכשתהיו הנה איסי תחתך, וטיפל חתיכס תיכס. ראי את נאו, נדדים, ראי שקושק איץ. תתת לי גמורה. בגמורה דף, ממזיין ומדבייס. ראי שקושק איץ. במשבושו טריפו, יופשו אפילו מקצוס הטריפו, וכגן שהיא נפרחת בציפרת. In other words, if a ray is dry, became dry, and so dry that בציפרת, it breaks off, it scrapes off בציפרת, so then it's טריפו. אבל לא נפרחת בציפרת כשאלה. I mean, this happens at the terminal stage of tuberculosis. So then, the reye is nifrechas b'tziperet. But if it is not so dry that it should be nifrechas b'tziperet, so it's kshel. Tzomko kulo, now suppose it shriveled, afileinu yivesho, it just shriveled. Imachmas b'yodom, I don't remember where they learned that gemore. Now, the Gemara is that from Hegemon base. I think I told you to go over the Gemara, maybe we need to go over the Shia. That from Hegemon base, Chuso, Bidishomayim Ksheo. Bidishomayim Ksheo. Toner Abora. Chuso means it's shriveled, the long shriveled. Toner Abora. Izeo Chuso, Kol Shetzom Kore Yeshom. If it's shriveled, Bidishomayim Ksheo. בידי אודם טרייב. רב שמעון אלעזרי מאיר על בידי כל הבריאס. איבוי אלו, רב שמעון אלעזר הרי שכוי, ולכולי, הוא יעשה בכוי לחום. תושב, ניתן יחוסו בידי אודם טרייב. רב שמעון בן אלעזרי מאיר על בידי כל הבריאס. Now, so that's the deal. So if the long shrivel, b'dei shamayim, because of the fright, b'dei shamayim, so then we say that it's chizal b'yosef. It will regain, the long will regain its vigor, its original vigor. But if it happened with the odom, then it's not chizal b'yosef. All right. Tzom kokulom, afilini evasion, if it just shriveled, even though it's not dry, imachmas meyodom shifriduo, כי כן ששוחטו החרס לפונאו וחיי ציבו זה טרי, that's called בנחנו אודו. ואם בידי שמיים, כי אם שפוחדו מכיל הרם oy mi pachat shor abries ki ye mi kel shabas arye vi chayit zei bo ze chayit zei bo ze ksheo. So in other words, even though it resulted, the shriveling of the lung resulted from fright. So you could say, what difference does it make what the source of the fright was, whether the behemoth became suffered the shock of fright on account of an act of God, or it suffered a shock of fright because of an act of man? I mean, why should it make a difference? Fright is the cause. So monefshech, if the shriveling of the lung originated in the fright, so it's destined to be chesal l'priyoso, so it should be destined to be chesal l'priyoso, even if it happened with the other. So we see there is a difference. Why is there a difference? Apparently, the shock, a behemoth, does not become so frightened by an act of God instinctively. It does not become frightened by an act of God as it becomes frightened by an act of man. Because a behemoth doesn't have confidence in man. Instinctively, it does not have confidence. So if, let's say, it became frightened because another behemoth was slaughtered in its presence, so then it's not destined to regain its vigor, the lung. But if, let's say, it became frightened because there was a tremendous lightning, so then it's destined to regain its vigor. אם אחמז מיודום שיפרידו או כן ששוח באחרס בפנאו וחיי יצא בזה טריף ואם בני שמיים כי שפוחדו בכל הרם או אם מפחד שור הבריאס כי מכין שג הסערי וחיי יצא בזה כשאירו וחיי צאת נעידה אם הוא בני יודום אם לא אב מסים ומסי במים מייס לייס so that's the Gemara רבי באחרונה אבא קוזלו במדבור השכחה נדיחה ליצור מקרה ידידי או ששאול במדרושה, אומר לי, מכי תעשה משקילי חברה, ומעלינה מה יקרירה, והנחינו מאיס לאיס, יחד רמבריה מלשמיים ויקשירו, ואם לא יתריב. So that's the way to determine it. So if it is, so, במייס אחי רב, להתחיל כלי חרש, שאין לו בו, ומחופה איבה, מפני שאין המים שבוים במעל נזכרת, ומאו נעשה מפושרין, שילחמי, כמו יצלני. נאו, במעשה קיית, שמעידים מיד בבייס, בין של נור, בין של מיון, ומניח את נעשה בו, והוא שיהיה מים פושרין, כל מייס לעץ. That's the way to test it, במעשה אחרת. ובקיית, בית כנעשה בחרס רוב, מחופה בעיבה, שהוא מיון נזכרת, ונעשה במים קורת, שיהם למים, מעד בבייס אחר שנשאבו, So that's the way to determine as to whether the shock occurred with the Shamayim or with the Yodom. But that's the halacha, that chuso with the Shamayim is kshero and chuso with the Yodom is treifa. I mean, even though the same thing happened, but in one case we say it's only a temporary condition, and in the other case we say that it's a permanent condition. In other words, So sometimes you could find, as a matter of fact, I mean, so that's no difficulty. You could find behemoths whose long shriveled, I mean. So that's why this time against the Gemara is no time. Because you could find, the Gemara doesn't say that every case a long becomes shriveled as a result of a fright that originated with the Yodom, so it will not be chital l'priyoso. In other words, the shock must be of a certain degree. So in other words, if the shock originated with the Shamayim, so no matter how large the fright was, so it will still be able to be chesal l'priyoso. But if the shock originated with the Odom, that doesn't mean that every fight that originates in the Odom, so it's not chesal l'priyoso. It means if the shock is of a certain astronomical degree, and it originated with the Yodom, so then it's not Chetal B'Yosei. But the fact that you see that sometimes the Behemoth got frightened, and for a moment the lung was shriveled, and then it regained its vigor and its size. So that means that the fright was a minimum fright. But if the fright is a maximum fright, then the halacha is that with the Yodom, so it's treifo, and with the Shamayim, even if the fright was a maximum fright, it's still capable of being chesel v'yosei. Why is it so? I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I... But I assume that the reason is that when it's with the Shamayim, so even if it's a maximum fright, it's not as large as when it is with the Yodom. Machat shenim tzidreye. Im shleimo hi nefri neiso. Im eila bimficha ksheru. Beini dako o yovo. Beini minechmech nes derachuto o derach kupo. Vii michatucho o yafim shleimo. Vieisho o lokere dam. Vieisho o lokere dam. Kineged amachat. Bechutz. So is trey. So we assume machat shenim tzidreye that's that gemoy. In other words, that we assume that it took the root derech hasimpeis. So that's why it's kshe. Now, the mechabat. Horeye yeishlo shnei krumim. Nikvo ze beloi ze, oi ze, shaloi keneged ze, ksheo. Ad she nikvo shneim ze keneged ze. Tu bishim Rashbo. In other words, the Rashbo shita is that Reye is analogous to Kurkava, not analogous to Veishi. Vyeish matrifi. Bi nikvo ze shaloi keneged ze. Vyochelo. Why? Now, so the Taz explains. Kmoi, shaloi keneged ze ksheo. That's the Rashbo shita. Moi bekorkem, bi simen mem tes. Voi domo le veishe, bi simen lam gimel sin talet. Dos mal veishe u mispashit mit hachile misrama adode. Vi yesh mat, vifim svir lei. For the same reason that by veishe we say, kam kiven she oreye she eves, kol mine mashke, vi gamde u pashte, u mashma askeil. So, because the reye also has the tendency constantly to contract and to expand. So Mimele, it's very likely that the two Nikovim, even though they are not one Ekev is here and one Ekev is here, but through the contractions, the constant contractions... And